Georges Collinet with you on Afro Pop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International. Well, I'm trying to find a song on YouTube. Ah, here we go. The song was uploaded by a guy in Angola. It is a kind of electronic music called Kuduro. The video has been watched almost 1 million times, and commenters from all over the world have left messages on the page in English, French, and Portuguese. Boy, to think, just 10 years ago, this level of connectivity was inconceivable. That's amazing. You're listening to... You are listening to Afropop Sound System 3, New World Music. On today's program, we look at how the spread of technology is changing the way music is being made and listened to around the world today. We'll pay special attention to the sounds of the 21st century dance floor as they push boundaries and cross borders as never before. We'll be joined by a handful of very smart bloggers, DJs, and scholars who will help us figure out what's going on. They'll talk to us about
digital pop,
globalization,
remix culture,
rapid fire rap, you know, all kinds of synthesizers shooting around,
quickly manufactured and traded MP3s,
sociosonic circuitry,
tracks of Fruity Loops floating around,
metropolitan dance culture,
kids making reggaeton beats, passing them back and forth,
Paris and Lisbon,
Barcelona,
Montreal or LA,
Buenos Aires.
It's the soundtrack to a world that's hot and polyglot and globalizing and urbanizing and bursting at the seams.
It goes really, 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 really deep.
So stay tuned. Here's a track to kick things off. It's an electronic cumbia by Sabo and Cassidy off of Bersa Disco. Here's Cuff Cumbia. We'll be right back. cumbia with a dash of reggae from Sabo and Cassidy. Georges Collinet with you for Afropop Sound System 3, New World Music. Major support for Afropop Worldwide comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts. Okay, let's begin today by introducing our guest of honor.
I'm Wayne Marshall. I'm an ethnomusicologist, a blogger, and a DJ.
He's the co-editor of Reggaeton, the book.
Currently, I'm a postdoctoral fellow, a Mellon fellow at MIT.
He's also the man behind a blog called Wayne and Wax, which is home to an ongoing discussion about global music flows in the digital age. By the way, you may not have known, but the title of the program, New World Music, is spelled... try to picture it. N-U-W-H-I-R-L-E-D. New World Music. It's a sort of cheeky term that Wayne invented to describe the musical phenomenon that we're going to talk about today.
I guess I'd say it's a set of genres.
Genres like coupé décalé from the Ivory Coast, South African kwaito, new cumbia from Argentina, Brazilian baile funk, and so on.
To me, they all are basically sort of localizations of global forms, and a small number of global forms, namely hip-hop, reggae, and techno, or house, you know, those kinds of club musics.
There's a small but growing scene in cosmopolitan centers from Sao Paulo to New York and Paris for this stuff, with DJs and club nights entirely devoted to playing the newest bass-heavy dance sounds from the developing world. We could call it World Music 2.0, a new kind of world music that follows new rules.
What makes it new, I mean, because you could have listened to music from all around the world for decades now. I guess what ends up seeming new to me is that it's not mediated by the old networks, the old industries. Part of what makes it exciting is sort of less distance between producers and audiences.
So we're going less and less into music stores to buy CDs produced with big budgets by people like Paul Simon or Ry Cooder.
Today it seems much more likely that you'd have somebody accessing an artist's MySpace page.
And that artist might not be a global superstar, but instead a 17-year-old kid making beats in his basement. Well, today you don't need much to be able to make music.
Well, you need a computer.
And some software.
You can download a pirated, production software suite in a matter of minutes.
And that's about it. With a half-decent internet connection, kids can get their tracks up on MySpace right away. Then
they might upload them to a third-party hosting site like RapidShare or Mega Upload or YouSendIt or SendSpace.
And after that, it might end up on a local bootleg or this radio show for that matter, without ever going through a record label at all. That's astounding when you think about it.
There is a whole sort of world making music and circulating music in a manner that really has never been true before, in a manner that is in a way unprecedented.
The other big difference between World Music 1.0 and World Music 2.0 is that these new sounds tend to be more rough around the edges. Rather than beautiful guitar picking and harmonized voices, we're getting
distorted kick drums and really heavy bass lines and screaming 14-year-olds.
That kind of thing. Let's illustrate for a second. Here's World Music 1.0. And now, World Music 2.0. 1.0. And 2.0.
Say, soye kamera kuri kamera jete kamera wanendo janka mari janka janka afunde libamba janka mari janka janka afunde libatu guma sope tu guma sope tu guma sope tu guma sope ayere matupe jaku ya yere matupe jaku ya
That was Shanaka with the sound of coupé décalé, a kind of music developed by Ivorian immigrants living in France, popular in Côte d'Ivoire as well. Recently, the style has been catching on among other French audiences and is getting a lot of buzz on world music blogs. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. We should tell the story from the beginning. As Afropop stories often do, the tale of new world music begins in Brazil. Don't worry, we'll get there in a second. But first, I'd like to introduce our next guest.
My name is Greg Scruggs.
Greg is a DJ as well.
I also go by DJ Gregizinho.
And a blogger, too.
I have a blog called Beat Diaspora that's about the interaction between audio and urban spaces.
And Greg is here to talk to us about the music that jump-started the World Music 2.0 phenomenon. Funky Carioca, the long marginalized sound of choice in Rio de Janeiro's sprawling shanty towns or favelas. Outside of Brazil, it's often called baile funk, which is actually the name for the funk balls or parties where people dance to this new sound.
It's something that can't quite be appreciated unless it's seen live. I'm never going to forget the first time I went to a baile funky.
Greg was in Brazil on an academic program, but ended up getting deeply involved in the funky scene, eventually producing a compilation for a label in Philadelphia. But back to Greg's story.
You walk up into a favela, this shanty town on a hill that you've seen from afar. You've been told, never, ever, ever go up there. I mean, it's like the message that's hammered home from the moment any kind of gringo wants to go to Brazil. And to go at night, which is even worse, and just follow the bass that I could hear from a quarter or half mile away, walk up the hill, and come to this quadro.
That's where the samba troops practice for Rio's famous carnival.
And it's like a big open-air gymnasium. And there are just walls of speakers lining both sides, 40 feet across, 10 feet high, endless. And you stand in the middle, and your chest thumps with the bass. I mean, it is a visceral musical experience, unlike anything I've ever heard before. The equation is staggering when you stop to think about it. You know, 700 favelas, most of them are having a baile every weekend. Added up, you know, 1,000, a couple thousand people per baile. And we're talking over 1 million people every weekend in Rio de Janeiro going out to buy the funkies. I mean, it's popular music in the most base sense if you just add up the numbers. And you're inside the baile, and it's dark, there's strobe lights, it's jam-packed, it's all night. It doesn't get going until like 2 in the morning, and it goes until sunrise. And it's so loud. You can hear it directly across from the favela on the 20th floor of a high-rise building in Ipanema. You can hear it in the kinds of neighborhoods that try to forget favelas. It's in many ways the favela's way of projecting themselves back into the landscape of Rio, that they're airbrushed out of postcards, off of maps. And so I think it's a way of proclaiming a very exuberant existence, that we're here and you can't forget about us.
Let's hear a little funky for ourselves. Here is DJ Sandrinho.
Papela chic, tá ligado? 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 Papela chic, tá ligado?
Forte abraço. Força Forte abraço. Forte abraço.
Papela, 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 chique, tá ligado?
Forte abraço.
Papela, 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 chique, tá ligado? Papela, 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 chale, papela, 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 chique, tá ligado?
Forte abraço.
That's Brazilian Funky, brought to you by DJ Sandrinho. We're talking about Baile Funk because it tells an important story about 21st century music. It's an example of what Wayne Marshall, you might remember, would call
localizations of global forms.
In the case of Funky, that global form was hip-hop, specifically Miami bass, a local variant from southern Florida.
American music has always been popular in Brazil.
As in many places in the world.
Namely soul, disco, and funk.
Later, early techno and rap caught on. But it all picked up this generic term, funk. Even though
it doesn't sound much like James Brown anymore.
So, in the 80s, Brazilians got a hold of samplers and some Miami hip-hop records. Et voilà. Something came out that wasn't really hip-hop at all. It wasn't samba either, but something new and uniquely Brazilian.
And so from there, it really takes off.
That's just the first part of the story. Between 2003 and 2006, Baile Funk began to bubble up outside of Brazil. The person who's really responsible for its spread is a DJ named Wesley Pants, alias Diplo.
Diplo was becoming popular as a DJ, and he was particularly popular, I think, among a certain internet cognoscenti.
He released several mixtapes featuring Funky.
Favela on Blast, Favela Strikes Back, and Piracy Funds Terrorism.
These mixes got passed around far and wide via the internet, and
that's one of the ways that people saw the term, and it began to enter the musical consciousness.
Funk reached a lot of people through Diplo's collaborations with the Sri Lankan British alt-hip-hop sensation M.I.A. She used a funk backing track for this song. Off of her 2005 hit album, Arular, here's Bucky Dungun.
London, quiet and then I need to make a sound. New York, quiet and then I need to make a sound. Kingston, quiet and then I need to make a sound. Brazil, quiet and then to make a sound.
That was MIA with Bucky Dungun, the track that introduced Baile Funk to global audiences.
But then you also find reggaeton. Yeah. Well, which
soon, funk was all over the blogs. For those of you who don't know, music blogs are a place where self-styled connoisseurs can post their musings about music and share new tracks. They act as filters in an age of information overload. Here's Greg.
I think that there is definitely a network online of like-minded people who are blogging about global music of a certain type, and I think it's a really fertile conversation. Blogs are timely, they stay on top of things, and this music is changing very fast. It's the right medium for the message.
Once international audiences got a taste of Baile Funk, suddenly there was the possibility of all sorts of other fresh sounds lingering in the recesses of the internet, waiting to be found. The next style to turn heads was Kuduro. Kuduro is the sound of Luanda, Angola's capital. Apparently, it's the favorite music of minibus drivers who haul passengers through the city's chaotic and crowded streets. Not hard to imagine with that driving pulse. Today, Kuduro is huge in Lisbon and Paris. Let's listen to some cuts.
O povo angolano é chato. soprar-me perdoarem. Notícias dos jornais pensam que vão me calar. Eu sou filho de Angola, vou cantar.
Zoka Zoka with the Kudoro Samba Hybrid off of Akwaba's brand new Kudoro compilation. Before that, we heard a mix of Kudoro tracks from Angola. You're listening to Afropop Sound System 3, New World Music. To learn about the blogs you need to know, to find all this music for yourself, check out our feature at afropop.org. Coming up, remix culture, the many faces of new cumbia, speed merengue, and lots more. I'm Georges Collinet, and you're listening to Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International. Okay, before we meet our last guest, let's hear some of his music.
The thing called medley, 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 medley. Dedicated to rupture, I live. Have mercy, eh? This is no medley. Have this young one, it's no medley. Me want some oil in a me lamp jar to keep me burning. Me want some oil in a me lamp rastafari.
Cause I never talk like that. Me say me never chat slack. Because I can't jump this.
Today we're exploring technology and global music as we ask the question, is there such a thing as world music 2.0? Here to help, we have a practitioner.
My name is Jace Clayton. I make music and I mix records as DJ Rupture.
Jace is one of the biggest names in the global music DJ scene.
I've been DJing internationally for about 8 years now.
Not to mention, he's a talented writer as well. When we asked Jace about the idea of New World Music or World Music 2.0, he told us...
I think it's part of a greater trend of remix culture going mainstream.
So we asked him, well, what exactly is remix culture?
What is the remix? I mean, the remix is... It's funny, it's a very simple and a very big question. But in basic terms, it's when you take a song someone else has written or produced or composed, and then you rearrange it. Maybe you chop it to pieces, add it up. Maybe you layer on top your own drum beat. But basically, it's when you take someone's music, transform it, and that's by remixing. And there's all sorts of ways people do it. I like to think of remixing as something like, you know, you take a traditional desert melody, compose it for an orchestra in the 1950s Egypt, and that, in a way, is a remix. So in that case, it's been going on since time immemorial.
Even so, the rise of samplers in the 1980s allowed people to reuse, recycle, and reconfigure sound as never before.
And hip-hop was the first cultural movement that popularized and sort of made visible this art of sampling, this art of, oh, I'm going to take a little snippet from this record, maybe put it, loop it, and then add a little percussion, and then that's enough to call my own. And so hip-hop was the first time where that type of remix culture was really widely audible all over the world.
All this snipping has led to some fascinating developments in the realm of world music 2.0. Here's our guest, Wayne Marshall.
So many of these genres that we've talked about have, you know, sort of foundational sources.
Particular old recordings that get chopped up and scrambled so many times that they become part of the very musical DNA. One example is the Winston's Amen Brother, the source of the famous Amen break.
The Amen break was a particular gospel recording, basically a pretty funky gospel recording.
And wait for it, here comes the break. DJs would just snip a little here and there, for example, and grab a bass drum, here's a snare, a hi-hat, then mix them up, speed up the tempo, and... The Amen break appeared like this in countless drum and bass recordings. And there's more.
In the case of reggaeton, you've got the dembow, which was, you know, a Jamaican recording called Dembow by Shaba Ranks. And then, you know, when you look at something like funky carioca, absolutely, there's a break there called the Volci mix, as they call it, or the Volt mix.
It's from an old Miami bass record.
It was sampled heavily. It appears in upwards of, you know, 75% of all baile funk tracks.
Dancehall reggae has its rhythms that were recycled hundreds, if not thousands of times.
You can go on and on and on.
Here's Jace Clayton.
And so when I think about that, I'm like, okay, the philosophical implications for this are quite grand. It's a huge challenge to the traditional idea of authorship. You know, the remix is saying, okay, you did this thing, but I'm going to take it, and I'm not going to necessarily make my own song, but I'm not going to leave it unchanged either, you know? And so it's thinking about culture as a shared living entity. That's what remix culture reflects more than anything else. And that links it back into, you know, oral traditions.
You know, one of the things that we hear in so many of these musics is kind of taking a folk approach to digital culture, right? I mean, like, you had people always, you know, recycling rhythms and incorporating new melodies and returning to old melodies, and you're seeing those same practices extended first into the recorded era and now into the digital era. You know, the idea of music as something that's sort of promiscuous and gets shared very easily is a much older one in a certain sense, and so you might see us as maybe just coming around to that now that we have the technology to do that again.
Oh,
Speaking of remixes, let's change gears and get into some nueva cumbia. Here's a chopped and screwed cumbia from Texas, one of the many currents of remixed cumbia around these days. Cumbia, which originated in Colombia, is played in some way or another, from the top of Mexico right down through Patagonia. Lately, cumbia has been resurging in new electronic formats in all sorts of places.
Yo, una vez más.
Buenos Aires, in particular, has been making a lot of noise. Today's digital cumbia sound was born when the city's electronic music culture collided with cumbia villera, a sort of gangster cumbia from the city's vast outlying slums, or villas. From Buenos Aires, Alica y Nueva Alianza.
De todo lo que veía, vine a hablar de la vida en el barrio, vine a contar todo lo que quería, vine a buscar una gente para bailar. Sé ya un tiempo que yo llegué, los caminos de la vida me trajeron, me quedé. Hoy pido al selecta un ritmo de reggae para darte algo que es bueno, aquí te esperaré. Vengo con el flow de esta mi rima danzante, clandestina sin papeles, ilegal, incesante. Victoria y en el camino del perseverante, mi sangre, mi gente, mi tierra pa'lante. De todo lo que veía vine a hablar de la vida.
Veía, vine a hablar de la vida en el barrio, vine a contar todo lo que quería, vine a buscar una gente para bailar. Sé ya un tiempo que yo llegué, los caminos de la vida me trajeron, me quedé. Hoy pido al selecta un ritmo de reggae para darte algo que es bueno, aquí te esperaré. Vengo con el flow de esta mi rima danzante, clandestina sin papeles, ilegal, incesante. Victoria y en el camino del perseverante, mi sangre, mi gente, mi tierra pa'lante. De todo lo que veía, vine a hablar de la vida en el barrio, vine a contar todo lo que quería.
just heard a brand new cut from Brooklyn's Uproot Andy doing a cumbia remix of Cada Manja from the new album by The Very Best. Before that was Argentinian digital cumbia by Alika in Nueva Alianza.
Hey, yo.
On the other end of the spectrum from cumbia's relaxed groove is Merengue de la Calle, so-called merengue from the street. Producers in the Dominican Republic are taking the already breakneck merengue rhythm and dialing it up to absurdly fast tempos. Some people are even calling it speed merengue. Here's Le Breque.
Mangamo, pero no me hable de Casano, que ahí no entro. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hable de Casano, que ahí no entro. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hable de Casano, que ahí no entro. Tú estás pasada de buena, como pa' yo comete de cena, pero te estás dañando por estar viendo novelas. Que yo quiero echarte mano, tú lo sabes, yo lo sé. Pero no me hables de boda, que eso no se va a poder. Quiero darte y no consejo, dime, pa' qué lo niego. Machané un par de frías, pero no le yo un video, porque soy un ramero, loco con los cueros. Mi música es primero, estoy puesto pa'l dinero. Tú dices que soy el dueño de tu corazón. Tú quieres matrimonio, pero eso es un biberón. Cuando llegue la hora de ver televisión, tengo una novela y un programa es reggaetón. Y los cuartos pa' mi tenis, mi pantalón, te los voy a tener que dar pa' que tú vayas pa'l salón. Menor, no te dejes, que son jaiba. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hables de Casano, que ahí no entro. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hables de Casano, que ahí no entro. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hables de Casano, que ahí no entro. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hables de Casano, que ahí no entro. Pero no me hable de Casano, que ahí no entro. Si tú quieres mangamo, mangamo, pero no me hable de Casano, que ahí no entro. Mangamo, que ahí no entro. Mangamo, que ahí no entro.
We just heard some Merengue de la Calle from Le Breque. As we take our roll call of world music 2.0 genres, we're going to take a surprising side trip to the south side of Chicago for a taste of juke. It's hyper-fast electronic dance music and happens to be one of Wayne Marshall's favorite examples of new world music.
The reason it's one of my favorite examples is because, at least in world music 1.0, you couldn't be from the United States and be world music, right? So for me, what that says, that juke found a place in that network, was that this new world, if you will, is a very decentered world.
Wayne is saying that the world in question is no longer just talking about everywhere else except the US and Europe.
You know, you can see interesting things like kids in Switzerland or kids in Belgium totally devoting themselves to this style, you know, that comes out of the south side of Chicago, basically.
To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
was Juke from Chicago. World music from right here in the U.S. Major support for Afropop Worldwide comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the National Endowment for the Arts that believes a great nation deserves great art, the Joshua Mailman Charitable Trust, Adam and Melanie Lewis, the Nathan Cummings Foundation, the William H. Donner Foundation, and PRI, Public Radio International affiliate stations around the U.S. And thank you for supporting your public radio station. Additional support for Afropop Worldwide comes from Fela, a new Broadway musical featuring performance by members of the Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra, directed and choreographed by Tony winner Bill T. Jones. More information at felaonbroadway.com. And from Link TV, connecting Americans to the world with international news, films, and world music videos. More information on the web at linktv.org. We heard a lot of different kinds of music today, from all sorts of places, so we have to ask ourselves the question, what do they all have in common, except being in style among a small handful of bloggers and DJs? And that question brings us to our next topic of conversation. Ghettos.
The slums. The favelas.
Shanty towns.
And if you ask our world-wise commentators why all these metropolitan DJs and their audiences can't get enough ghetto party music, they'll tell you...
Fetishization.
Or maybe...
It's slum tourism.
There's that whole aura of fear and danger that people find very attractive.
People thrill. You know, Slumdog Millionaire was a hit.
There's no doubt that good music often comes from disadvantaged places. But there's obviously more at play here. Wayne Marshall.
In a certain sense, that same search for authenticity that you find in world music 1.0, you know, which might instead be a kind of rural pre-modern authenticity that people are imagining onto Africans everywhere, you know, could be replaced in a way by the authenticity of the ghetto. The ghetto as the sort of new site of, you know, unmediated, unspoiled truth, because people didn't have the same level of privilege, and so must be living in a realer way.
If you want to get geopolitical, it's tied to trends in global urbanization and in global migration.
Slums are growing as poor rural migrants build on city outskirts in search of a better life. At the same time, more people are leaving their countries for Europe and the US than ever before.
Certainly when we talk about the sort of first world audiences for this stuff, a lot of the bloggers and the DJs who live in London or New York or Boston or Toronto or Montreal or LA or, you know, wherever, they're also living in cities that are a lot more cosmopolitan than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago. These places have become alive with these sounds already. It's not a purely internet, you know, fueled phenomenon. It's also about listening and sort of hearing your own city a little bit better and understanding the sort of composition and the changing sort of social and cultural textures of your own city a lot better. It's also about trying to accommodate ourselves to living in diverse places and to cultivate a certain kind of everyday appreciation for that otherness, not a kind of fetishizing love for otherness that turns it into this kind of monster, but something that sees it and appreciates the sort of more subtle differences that we can perceive between people, between art forms.
Wise words from Wayne Marshall. He's one of the people leading the way in figuring out how to think about these new musical happenings. Be sure to stop by our website, afropop.org, to read our complete interview with Wayne. Before we leave, let's hear a few more songs. Here's something different.
Tamo junto e misturado, nosso jogo é 2x2. É o funk unificado, tamo igual feijão com arroz. Nossa corrente é forte e só Deus pode quebrar. Vai Brasil, vai Alemanha, ninguém vai nos segurar. Vem que vem, joga o dedinho pro ar, sangue bom, joga o dedinho pro ar. Vai Brasil, vai Alemanha, ninguém vai nos
dedinho pro ar, sangue bom. Joga o dedinho pro ar. Vai pra Silva e Alemanha, ninguém vai nos segurar. Dessa vez é pra ganhar, dessa vez é pra dançar. Vai pra Silva e Alemanha, ninguém vai nos segurar. Todo mundo balançando, todo mundo balançando, todo mundo balançando.
Eu vou botar até o esqueleto pra pular. A chapa esquenta até fazer cobra fumar. E eu grito até o show, até o show. E show, 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 show. Frente aqui, boto terror aqui na pista. E eu remexo minha barriga. E eu grito até o chão, até o chão. E todo mundo desce e vai descendo o popozão.
Com bebê, com bebê, com bebê, com bebê.
That's all for today's program, but we'll be continuing the conversation on New World Music here on Afropop Worldwide. Thanks to Wayne Marshall, Greg Scruggs, and Jace Clayton for their help with this program. You can read our full interview with Wayne and read up on the best world music 2.0 blogs on our website, afropop.org. You'll be helping build the Afropop community, afropop.org. And join us next time for a brand new Hip Deep program, the prehistory of New Orleans music, Treasures from the Hogan. My Afropop partner is Sean Barlow. Sean produces our program for World Music Productions. Research and production for this program by Marlon Bishop. The Afropop Sound System series was developed by Wils Glasspiegel. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. Additional engineering by Mike Kaplan and Alistair Sin. Banning Air edits our website, afropop.org. Our operations manager is Matt Payne, and I'm Georges Collinet.
Public Radio International.